Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 29. Now before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. If you would bow your heads and pray with me. Eternal God, may the words of my mouth and the contemplations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. All right. This morning is already unusual. So if you're a visitor, God bless you for being here this morning. It's awesome. I'm so glad you're here. But also, if you come back, it might be a little bit different. And in the spirit of that, I'm going to invite you this morning to participate in a different way. Not only are we going to ask you to take communion, not only this morning are we going to ask you to say a prayer and light a candle later in the service, but also, and I apologize to the introverts like me in the crowd, I'm going to make you talk to each other. I'm sorry in advance. So we'll begin with a warm-up. I would invite you to turn to somebody or a few somebodies and ask them this question. And before you do, make sure you know their names. And I give you free and clear ability to ask somebody their name if you think you should know it, but you don't. I'm just going to put that out there. It's freedom. You can ask people's names. The question is, when was the last time that you felt at home? So I invite you to find someone near or around you and ask them, what is the last time you felt at home? All right, where was the time when you felt at home? When I walked into church this morning. What else? When I'm with my family. That's right. Where else? Where have you felt like you were at home? Standing beside the ocean. Yeah. With your friends from college. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. What we hope for in this space is when we welcome all that it will be a place of home, so that when we come to church, maybe it feels a little bit like it feels when we're with our family, that maybe this is our family. Maybe it feels a little bit like the ocean, like maybe the power of God is overwhelming and beautiful in this space. When I was at seminary, I had a chance to do my internship at a church called Holy Covenant. I went to Garrett Evangelical Theological Seminary in Evanston, Illinois, but my church was downtown in Chicago, again, called Holy Covenant, right off of the Diversey stop on the L. And when you walked into Holy Covenant, whether it was on Sunday morning or really for any event that happened in the church, there was one thing that was always consistent. You would meet Kokomo Joe. Kokomo Joe was an older man in his 80s with the incredible ability to talk in verse all the time. Everything he said rhymed, and Autumn can attest that I'm not exaggerating at all. It was incredible. So when you walked into church, you met Kokomo Joe. And every Sunday, without a doubt, Kokomo Joe would bring his tambourine, and he would come into service. And all throughout the service, even sometimes during prayers or during sermon, he would use his tambourine and bring a joyful noise. Kokomo Joe was joy. Kokomo Joe was always positive and really made the church what it was. It turns out I didn't know until about 6 months into my internship, when Joe injured his foot, that he was also on the edge of homelessness. Joe had come to the church as a way station many times when he had to move again. And it was this time in mid-February, after Joe had injured his foot, that he came to the church and said, I can't go to my apartment that's up multiple flights of stairs. And so the church acted not in mercy or grace, but they acted for their friend, Kokomo Joe, and helped him find a new place. The truth is, Kokomo Joe was a huge part of the church, and in turn, Holy Covenant became a home for Joe, helping him to know that he was loved. But the truth is, he was loved, and he also shared love. I remember being deeply surprised that Joe was on the edge of homelessness, and then having a moment of realization that the church had actually been the church and didn't decide to fixate on the factor that others may have seen and been uncomfortable about. And in turn, the church was open to the blessings that Kokomo Joe was able to bring to Holy Covenant. He was home at Holy Covenant. And Kokomo Joe was one of the ways that Holy Covenant became a home for Autumn and I, even in just one season of ministry. Sometimes our greatest welcome comes when we treat others with dignity. And when we turn to Scripture, we are reminded consistently that we must welcome all. As Hope shared over the next couple weeks, we're going to be talking about some of the core values of the church. And the first one that we talk about today is welcoming all. And if you look on our website, or if you look on the pamphlets that were handed out, welcoming all is number one. And I think that that's pretty important. Welcoming is something that this church strives to do and tries to live into. And in doing so, hopefully, we can turn to the Bible to be our guide. That's why we read our passage today from Galatians, to be reminded of the law of Christ. It's so easy when we read that passage to pick out, there is no Jew or Greek, there is no slave or free, there is no man or woman. But by doing so, we lose a little bit of the context of this scripture. In the fuller context of this scripture, there's even more meaning to what is being said in Galatians. The scripture is actually about how we interpret the law of the church, and it's in response to the early church that was trying to decide what the law should be. So understanding that Galatians is teaching that Christ abolishes many of the divisions because of faith that this early society was living out, namely those who had been part of the Jewish tradition that had come to understand Christ, and those who were Gentiles that lived in a completely different way, and they were trying to decide, all right, which laws do we continue, or which laws don't matter? But Galatians says that all of those distinctions miss the mark unless we see our unity in Christ. Verse 27 says, as many of you are as baptized into Christ, have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ. All right. You thought you had already done your homework? Here's the second question for this morning. When we look at Galatians 3:28, we hear those comparisons, Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female. I would ask you, in the context of today, in the current version of Galatians 3:28, what would be those comparisons that we throw out there for who is incorporated into the body of Christ? So what would a current version of Galatians 3:28 sound like? And I invite you to see a neighbor again. It could be the same neighbor, but maybe a different neighbor. And again, ask a name. I invite you to participate in this question. All right. So what would our current version of Galatians 3:28 look like or sound like? Any ideas? Republican versus Democrat. I think, all right, raise your hand if you said Republican versus Democrat. Yep. I think that's a little too real right now, right? We got to remember our unity in Christ. What else? That's it. Muslim, Christian, Jew. What else? What are some of the other divisions that exist right now? Black and white, yeah, racial division. Or maybe that's opinions that differ drastically, yeah. We need to work to break down our divisions. Maybe it would be both Blue Devil or Tar Heel. Hope has some connections She's broken down some of those divisions. Maybe it would be Wolverine or Spartan or Buckeye. All right, that gets a little personal for some of us too. I went to Albion, so go Brits, yeah. All right. Maybe it would be the ones that we name as sacred or the ones that we say are incompatible, or maybe it would be the ones that we say are rich or poor or minority or majority, those who are doubting or sure. When we read the text for today, we're reminded that all are welcome into the richness of Christ, even Republicans and Democrats, right? All are welcome in the richness of Christ, and all, we hope, are welcome in this place. We can remember that we can push ourselves forward in our welcome. We can examine our personal welcome, our biblical mandate to welcome, and also think about the divine standards that all we can do is seek to achieve when it comes to welcoming. Our welcome might be something like, I'm going to invite you to dinner at my house, right? But the biblical welcome is more like, I'm going to invite you to come stay at my house. And then we have the divine welcome that says, I'm going to seek out my enemy, and then I'm going to invite them to my house. And not only that, I'm going to say, you are a brother or sister in Christ to that enemy. So what can we do to think about the biblical, personal, divine mandate of how we can welcome, to push ourselves further, both in this space and beyond this space, so that we can welcome others? I'm not going to give you the answer. I'm going to ask you to talk to each other one last time. And I'm going to ask you to find someone maybe that you've yet to talk to and ask them, what can we do to welcome all into this community? All right, find somebody to talk with. All right, so what can we do to welcome all into this community? I heard a couple good answers. What can we do to welcome all into this community? Yeah? Say welcome back. Say welcome. When someone says welcome, you say welcome back. Say welcome back to them. Cool. That's a good idea. Be kind to others. Be friendly to others. That's a good way to welcome all. How else can we welcome all in this community? Treat others how you want to be treated. Respect everybody. Yeah. How else?
Listen without judgment.
Listen without judgment. Very important. How else?
Integrity.
Use integrity. Yeah, that's awesome.
And empathy.
And empathy. Wow. Awesome. The parents are like, wow. I didn't see the high five between the parents yet, but that was pretty, yeah, good work. Good work. Good work. That's awesome. All right. There's a lot that we can do to welcome all into the community, and there's a lot that we are doing in this space, but there's always an opportunity to push ourselves further, to take what can sometimes be radical when we read the Bible and say, I want to be part of that in welcoming others. Community takes commitment. Takes commitment to the body, commitment to individuals, and conversation between all of us. Reverend William Schultz said, "This is the mission of our faith, to teach the fragile art of hospitality, to revere both the critical mind and the generous heart, to prove that diversity needs not mean divisiveness, and to witness to all that we must hold the whole world in our hands."